afternoon to everybody. The topic of my presentation is a little more practical. It is the role of UDC classification in the Czech subject authority file, the application of Czech subject authority file, potential application of Czech subject authority file in memory institutions collections. Now, the Czech subject authority file is widely used in Czechia among different libraries, above all universal libraries. Our intention is now to extend its application and to offer it to memory institutions to provide subject access through this comprehensive indexing tool. In this case, the role of UDC classification becomes more important because UDC, like other classification schemes, as a language-independent coding, enable to overcome the differences in syntactic features, word order of terms, or differences in terminology, and so on. We start with control vocabulary, some comments on control vocabularies, ontologies, authority control. Then we continue with subject brief history of subject access in Czechia and Czech national subject authority file. And then we stress the UDC application as complementary tool. And we conclude with potential application of Czech subject authority file in memory institutions collections. The main goal of the mission of memory institutions is to preserve, categorize, and make available nature heritage. For this, librarians, curators, and archivists in Czechia have been devising many thesauri and many control vocabularies, which are used to provide subject access to information objects. Many of these are universal, but most of them in Czechia is specific to fields, disciplines, institutions, and even individual collections or sub-collections within an institution, like finding aids in archives. They are used to represent the subject content of information resources. The semantic relationships between different terms, concepts, are reflected through broader, narrower, and related terms. Ontologies, as a other kind or other form of knowledge representation, are defined as a systematic account of existence, a specification of a conceptualization. Ontologies describe concepts and relationships in programmatic ways and enable arbitrary relationships. We can conclude comparing controlled vocabularies with ontologies. Controlled vocabularies are fixed vocabulary languages for subject description. Ontologies represent open vocabularies languages, better say knowledge organization systems, which try to capture and describe the real-world entities and relationships. We can conclude that both control vocabularies and ontologies are necessary. The main goal of authority control and subject authority control above is to ensure the consistency of search terms across different databases and to support effective information retrieval with minimal human intervention for end users. From cataloger's point of view, the authority control is a labor-intensive and time-consuming activity, and it is well known that subject authority control works well in small, homogeneous library environments. But when we are managing and interlinking subject authority records of libraries of different types, like universal and specialized, or of libraries and other memory institutions, the problems dealing with are more complex. As I mentioned, there are differences in syntactic feature, form of descriptors, differences in terminology, and so on. So we can conclude problems of traditional authority control applied onto web are maintaining authority records is costly since it requires lots of expertise and handwork. Aggregating or linking content is difficult. Authority records evolve in time. Complicated syntax and metadata formats are used, and subject terminology is natural language and subject domain dependent. To make the understanding of the role of subject authority file, its role in standardization and harmonization process in Czechia, it would be helpful to remind a brief history of subject access in Czechia. Survey of indexing languages and classification schemes used in Czechia, conducted in 1997, showed that the preferred subject access tools are a list of three keywords. Everybody from catalogers were very happy with this.
And user?
And users not. Subject heading strings and UDC notations are not so popular between library community. There was a great diversity in providing subject access. You can see on based on titles, subtitles, and series titles, or on indexing term of subject headings list, or specialized thesauri were used. Concerning the classification system, we still are using UDC. But the decisive year was 1998. In this year, a decision was made by Working Group on Subject Access and the National Cataloging Policy Committee. The decision was to create a controlled subject access tool to unify and harmonize subject cataloging process, and a new subject cataloging policy was accepted. We can compare the situation in English-speaking countries. 100th anniversary of the famous Red Books was celebrated. The Centennial Conference on Bibliographic Control for the New Millennium took place in Washington, D.C. Conclusions of this conference: to improve access to the resources, to promote changes to ASR2, to encourage wider use of authorized subject and classification system. Subject control schemes should be simple and easy, be intuitive, be logical, be scalable, to help users focus their searches. It has to enable optimal recall, and so on and so on. So this situation was very different. Having this all in mind, we decided to create a comprehensive thesauri which would integrate both systems, indexing terms and UDC classification codes, and could provide an effective storage and information retrieval. So, Czech subject authority file represents a structured controlled vocabulary systematically identifying the basic semantic relationships, equivalence, hierarchical and associative between terms in natural language that is designed for both post-coordination and pre-coordination. It serves the needs of professionals and not professionals as well. Non-professionals declared that they would like to use a standardized, not free keywords, standardized indexing and retrieval tool, but simple in structure, in syntax, descriptor type system, and with up-to-date terminology. Why choose the UDC classification system as a complementary tool? UDC classification system covers all subjects, enables browsing and navigation, enables broadening and narrowing searches, enables language-independent coding, provides context to search term, a very important issue now, could serve as a reference or switching language, an intermediary language, which enables convertibility between information languages. UDC can be adapted to all kinds of collections, both specialized libraries and other memory institutions. It's flexible to cover the whole knowledge, and new subjects can be covered very easily. Citation order of the elements in this SSI numbers can be changed to meet particular needs of the collections. Shorter and simpler UDC numbers can be used for shelf arrangement and synthesized UDC numbers for content indexing and information retrieval. To make the topical authority file more popular among librarians and among professionals coming from other memory institutions, we decided to offer them browsing functionality using conspectus categorization scheme. Conspectus categorization scheme is now our national standard, but it was developed in 60s, 90s of last century in US in university libraries. Originally, it is based on DDC classification system. We prepare the concordance tables between UDC and DDC classification system. At the second hierarchical level, it means 580 so-called conspectus divisions or conspectus categories are contain mapping between the UDC and DDC. And the third level of this categorization scheme, we can use the authority terms from Czech National Subject Authority file. On this screen, you can see 24 main categories which are not mapped to any classification scheme. It is not possible to make because there are 24 and the main classes in classifications are 10. But on the second level, you can see the combination UDC, in this case UDC and verbal expression combination, and you can choose the conspectus categories and you can display it according to the UDC. On this screen, there are combination of verbal Czech terms and English and a sample of topic authority records of topical terms you can see in this screen. National authority files in memory institutions. New technologies offered memory institutions professionals not only to manage their collection, but to put their collection accessible to other institutions and on-site public. There are two approaches how to inform public on museum, galleries and archives collections or fonts at the item level, item object level, and at the collection level description. The item object level description should deliver what users want, mediate between the researcher and the digital object, distinguish clearly between the hard copy and digital elements, enable direct links to be made from the catalog entry to the digital object it describes. The collection level description should enable cross-disciplinary and multi-level access to web database resources for a diverse audience and should support data sharing among memory institutions to be interoperable at the local, national, and even global level. We will see. The effective and controlled vocabularies used in item and object level and collection level description. Effective and efficient retrieval of digitized materials depends on methodology and suitable standardized terminology. A wide range of homegrown indexes and vocabularies are used by museums, galleries and archives in Czechia, from very specialized to very general. But very often is their terminology limited to local, one collection, one sub-collection, one institution or one system practice. The memory institutions are required to use controlled vocabulary to ensure consistency in information retrieval. So the same controlled terms, descriptors, might be used in both collection and object item level descriptions. Classification numbers as language-independent codes can ensure semantic links, hyperlinks between description of individual object and class category objects. At collection level description, metadata describe a collection as a whole, not in terms of its constituent items. To assign classification code, it requires to provide contextual subject and discipline analysis, to explore context, purpose of the collection, culture and physical content. And now we can compare capability of DDC or and UDC classification system. How can they express the purpose of the collection? According to Thompson, DDC provides collection level analysis in the 0 to 6 or to 7 area, with the exception of the art collections, which are identified by 7OA class mark. So, for example, class mark for metrical collection should be 027.7761. 6.1 is class mark for medical science. So, medical science class mark for medical science maybe must be at to class mark for collections. Assigning practically every collection level record a class mark in the 0.26 to 6 area seems particularly useless. It is recommended to resolve various aspects of collection into one singular DDC notation, which reflects the collection as a whole. But breaking DDC rules and to assign, for example, medical library collection class mark 610. UDC is more flexible and convenient to express all aspects in describing collections or sub-collections as a whole. Due its faceted approach and a range of notational devices, is able to stress the purpose of the collections entering discipline and the first position without breaking its rules or instructions. There are two portals which could serve as a good example in Czechia of collection level descriptions. It is portal Program for Evidence in Archive. You can search according name, place of origin, time, extent, and so on. And on this slide, you can see practical example of application of control terms in item level description of archive record. Another portal is Central Registry of Museum Type Collection of the Czech Republic. On this slide, you can see an example of sub-collections index with potential extension of Czech subject authority terms and UDC notations. Using control terms in description at collection level and item level make this subject access easier for end users, offering them standardized terminology at both levels. And now we can see describing individual object, the same terms are used. The term of Czech National Subject Authority file and in this in museum record. But there are some differences like for singular and plural, inversion of terms and so on. These differences can be overcome by respecting UDC code as an intermediary element, so both approaches, museums and libraries, may be allowed. We can conclude subject authority control indexing languages support standardization and harmonization of terminology in specific domains with the impact on their methodological procedures, serve both to professionals and users as well, are important for development of knowledge organization systems based on semantic technologies like MCAST in National Library and ontologies, are important for develop UDC classification system, proved as flexible enough and best capable of all current classification systems to reflect possible requirements raised by users of all types of memory institutions. Czech National Subject Authority file shows that UDC offers effective ways how to express new concepts without accommodating or breaking its own internal rules. It is all. Thank you.